It's good to have everyone here on tonight. Last week, Brother Tobias did a magnificent job talking about fornication, cohabitation, living together, not being married. And so all summer we have been talking about issues that will help the church. And keep in mind that we are flooded with so many issues in this world. And I want our young people, y'all be listening to what we're going to be talking about tonight, because unfortunately in the Lord's church and Christendom, if I can say it that way, we don't talk about this subject that I'm going to be talking about on tonight enough. And what that does is it causes us to be ignorant. It causes us to be left to our own devices. And so Hosea 4, verse number 6, the Bible there teaches us that my people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. And if you continue to read in that verse, because you have forgotten me, I will forget your children. And so one thing that we do know about knowledge, it is necessary for us to know the will of God that we may be able to live out the will of God. But if the pulpit, if the preachers or the elders are not teaching on these things, and members are not studying these things on their own, then we're left to our own devices. And so Solomon would say in Proverbs 3 and verse number 5, trust in the Lord, lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Acknowledge him in all your ways and he will direct your path. So tonight I want us to talk for a few minutes on what is modesty? What is nakedness according to the scriptures? Now, we use the word modesty, and rightfully so, because 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 9, you see the word modesty there is in the Greek, but it's also in the English. But really, the Bible talks more about nakedness. And we'll talk more about that here in a few minutes. Mothers, pay attention. Fathers, pay attention. And the reason why is because when we think about clothing, what's the purpose of clothing? Is our clothing, now think about this question, is our clothing doing what it is defined and designed to do? Is our clothing doing what it is designed and defined to do? Because when we consider clothing, there's a purpose for clothing. There's a purpose for what we wear. And so when we consider these things, we have to ask ourselves, have we considered what is modesty or what is nakedness? Have we thought about that? I truly believe that those who are truly trying to do what is right in the Lord are not trying to go against the will of God. At least I'm not trying to go against the will of God, but every now and then I have to be reproved, rebuked, and exhorted. Every now and then, I have to have someone that's going to say, Mike, you need to look at that closer. Or, Mike, you sinned against God in that manner. Proverbs 9 and verse number 8, the Bible there teaches us, if you rebuke a wise man, he'll love you. If you reprove a scorner, he will hate you. And so we want to be the type of people that when we're hearing things, hearing the word of God, we're being challenged by it. But keep in mind, if it's the word of God, since it's the word of God, we want to make sure that we are heeding to what God's word says. So let's talk about some considerations. Number one, holiness. We've been talking about holiness all month. To be separated from sin and then set out for a specific purpose. We have a purpose. The key to our study tonight is to be set apart from the world. In Romans 12, verse 1 and 2, the Bible tells us not to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed, watch this, by the renewing of your minds. So God wants our minds to be renewed. Yet the scriptures teaches us that we need to be renewed by the word of God. Well, how often? Daily. Every day we ought to be renewed by the word of God. So the Bible teaches us in 1 Peter 1 and verse number 15 and 16, if you take notice of these passages, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all of your conduct, all of your conversation, all of your lifestyle, because it is written, be holy for I am holy. God is a holy God. So we need to consider that. We need to consider holiness when we're talking about fornication, when we're talking about shacking up, talking about cohabitation. We need to think about holiness when we're talking about modesty, nakedness, yea, clothing. Belief is necessary as well. But why? In John 11, verse 25 and 26, we find that Lazarus was dead, been dead 4 days. Mary and Martha, they're distraught. Jesus comes to them and they are talking to him. He says, if you would have been here, our brother would not have died. Jesus tells them, I am the resurrection and the life. Though he die, he shall live. But he asked them a question in verse 26 that's pretty interesting. He asked them the question, do you believe this? When it comes to modesty and nakedness, we have to ask ourselves, do we believe God in what he says about clothing? Or are we leaning on our own understanding? Now, am I talking to us? Yes. But really, the world that we live in, we're not even thinking about it. It's not even on the radar, friends. And so we ask ourselves, why didn't the children of Israel enter into the promised land? Hebrews 3, 12 and 19, because of unbelief. They didn't believe God. They believed God enough to come out of Egypt, to follow Moses out of Egypt into the wilderness, but didn't believe God enough to go into Canaan. It's not enough to just obey the gospel. We have to obey the gospel and go all the way to glory. And God tells us there's a way to do that. So let me give you something to consider. Biblical commands and examples. They're important because the New Testament demonstrates commands concerning modesty. Yet the Old Testament gives the examples of what modesty and nakedness is. You don't find much in the New Testament concerning modesty and nakedness from an example's perspective. However, Romans 15:4, the things that are written aforetime were written for our learning. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 6 teaches us that the Old Testament was left there for our example. So for those who that we may talk to in the world, yea, even some of our own brethren in other locations may say, you can't go to the Old Testament to find an example concerning nakedness, concerning modesty, concerning clothing. Yes, we can. And yes, we will. And we better. Why? Because God didn't speak much about it in the New Testament. Because he gave it to us in the Old Testament. And so for the denominational people that may say, well, the Church of Christ don't use the Old Testament. They don't believe in the Old Testament. We better believe in it. It's just there for our learning, not for our obedience. And so we learn from the Old Testament. Yea, we're under the law to Christ, 1 Corinthians 9, verse 20 and 21. And so the Bible demonstrates that. So what is modesty? What is nakedness? According to the scriptures. All right. When you consider 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 9, we'll hurriedly look at some of these passages. In 1 Timothy 2 and verse number 9, if you take notice of that, Daniel read this in our hearing. In like manner also that the women adorn themselves in modest apparel with shamefacedness or propriety and moderation. Not with braided hair or gold or pearls or costly clothing. The word modest apparel literally means orderly, well arranged. It also carries the idea of good behavior. To be modest is the idea of being good in your behavior. Now think about that. Because our clothing does say what's going on in the mind. Our clothing does depict how we are thinking, whether it is ignorantly or whether we are doing it on purpose. All right. When we think about nakedness in Revelation 3 and verse number 18, I'm just going to give you the sense of the word. The word is the idea of a want of clothing, which means that one needs covering, a want of clothing. Brother Tobias and I, we talk about definitions all the time because you got to define your terms. One thing that you don't want to do, you don't want someone who don't have the facts to define terms. You want the definitions to be defined by God. So let me give you some definitions from the Hebrew and also from the Greek. When we think about biblical definitions for modesty and nakedness, it literally means this: to cover, to clothe. Watch this one. to conceal, to cover for protection, to spread over, to cover oneself, to clothe oneself, to be fully clothed, to wrap around. Watch this one. A letting down or a lowering of the garment / a dress, apparel. When you consider the word apparel in 1 Timothy 2 and verse number 9, notice these definitions. To not arouse or to cause arousal. Y'all look that up. To not arouse or to cause arousal. And so that made me think about Job in Job 31:1, Brother Ryan. When Job said, I will not cast my eyes upon a young maiden. I made a covenant with my eyes. Why then shall I look at a young maiden? I looked at that in the Greek, and literally it says, why should I think upon a young maiden? And the word there literally means, why should I discern? Why should I give thought? Why should I allow this to go around in my mind? So, in essence, when I'm looking at a young maiden, I'm looking at her with the wrong motives. Here's another definition. To put or keep down one who is roused or incensed. To repress or restrain, appease, to quell, to quiet. You think about those definitions. Why does God want us to be clothed? Not just females, not just women, but men as well. To keep the arousal down. To keep the arousal quiet. Men are visual creatures. God created us that way. And I truly believe the further we get away from the Word of God, and as society moves closer and closer to judgment, and as men stop reading the Word of God, they adapt the mentality, as Peter and Jude would say, the mind of a brute beast. They become illogical, irrational, and they desire what they want, and nothing's going to get in the way of what they want. So 1 Peter 3 and verse 3 in the phrase putting on apparel, it is referencing to the upper garment that covers the tunic, or in our language, that covers the underwear. Unfortunately, we have people who in the world who are wearing underwear as bathing suits. Things that used to be underwear back in the day are now bathing suits. Y'all do whatever you want to with that. But it's still true. That's what we see. And the arousal takes place, which caused me to think about an Old Testament example in 2 Samuel chapter 11. With Bathsheba and David. I want to show you something real quick. In 2 Samuel chapter 11 and verse number 2, notice that. The Bible says, then it happened one evening that David arose from his bed and walked on the roof of the king's house. And from the roof, watch this, he saw a woman bathing. And the woman was very beautiful to behold. So he saw her. The Hebrew is the idea that he viewed her. But then he said she was beautiful to behold. Now he investigated. And you can prove that in the text, because immediately after that, Brother Royce, he sent for her. You can look long, look wrong. There was a old saying when I was a kid, you better watch it. Start messing with them young girls, old men, 18 to get you 20. Y'all will get that when you get home. Better watch yourself. Watch how you gaze. But it also tells us, young ladies, watch yourself. Mothers, watch your girls. Daughters, watch your daughters. Fathers, watch your daughters. Watch what they put on, because they might be arising or making men to show arousal. Let me say it that way. So let me ask this question again. Is our clothing doing what it is defined and designed to do? Ask yourself that question. Do you believe this? Do you believe that nakedness is real? That modesty is necessary? Let me give you some scriptural usages from the Old Testament. In Genesis chapter 3, in verse number 21, when Adam and Eve sinned against God, God was about to put them out of the garden. The Bible teaches us that they realized their nudity. And so what they did, because God created man in his image and God is good, you know what they did? They sought to do something good by covering themselves. But it was insufficient. It wasn't covering enough. And so what did God do? God clothed them with animal skin, if you will. And so the type of garment that he gave them, according to the definition of Genesis chapter 3 and verse number 21, was a garment with sleeves that comes all the way down to the knees and rarely to the ankles. That's the definition. From the sleeves to the knees. From the sleeves to the knees. It sounds like a covering, brethren. One of the difficulties that we had when we was rearing our girls and when they was younger was trying to convince them that what we were saying was for their protection, because we wanted them to be protected. But why? Because we knew the type of mindsets that were out in the world. Friends, make no mistake about it. Satan is trying to kill, steal, and to destroy. And because of that, we have to be vigilant and we have to be diligent as parents, as grandparents, as members of the Lord's church. We have to protect one another. This is why when we come to the worship service, we need to make sure that we're clothed properly so we don't cause one another to be aroused. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 1 through verse number 7. So turn to Exodus chapter 20. In Exodus 20 and verse number 26, to be naked according to God, is to be exposed, God did not want even the priest to be exposed, according to Exodus 20 and verse number 26, as they were walking up the steps of the altar. Why? Because as they were walking up, he did not want them to be viewed in an unholy manner, which already nullifies pornography and things of that nature. God doesn't want individuals to be looking at the pudenda of anyone. Y'all look that up when you get home. But why? That's private. That's for the husband and wife relationship. And friends, we live in a world, and in the United States of America today, we have lost our everlasting minds when it comes to clothing. We've lost our minds. And so in Exodus 28 and verse number 42, this was actually for their protection. Notice the verse. And you shall make for them linen trousers to cover their nakedness. They shall reach from the waist, literally in the Hebrew, that's from the small of the back, to the thighs, to the fatty part of the legs. From the small of the back to the fatty part of the legs. Remember what we saw in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. Here you have the garment that covered from the sleeves to the waist. But then you have the garments from the small of the back to the knees, which demonstrates that God wants men and women covered. And so sometimes we focus, some preachers focus just on the women, but God wants all people covered. Amen. And so the scriptures speak of the clothing of a foreigner. Turn your Bibles to Zephaniah chapter 1, verse number 8. I'm going to make a point here. And the reason why I'm going to make this point, Brother Cortland, is because sometimes Christians feel like they are handcuffed when they go to the store. when they go to the clothing department, when they go to buy clothes for their daughters, their sons, they feel handcuffed because you have the world, the devil, actually making the clothes. Notice the principle here. In Zephaniah 1 and verse number 8, and it shall be, in the day of the Lord's sacrifice, that I will punish the princes and the king's children and all such as are clothed with foreign apparel. Brother Mike, what do you mean? Are you stretching that out? Are you taking that out of context? God did not want his people looking like the foreigners. Well, hold on, Brother Mike. I mean, people wear blue shirts just like yours. Yeah, that's fine, as long as it is in accordance to the will of God, which tells me that even a non-Christian can wear clothing that is pleasing to the Lord. At one time, our nation did that. At one time, when you watch television shows, there were individuals who were in the same room, the same bedroom, but they were in different beds because they didn't promote that. Now you find all manners of evil. So the Bible teaches us not to be conformed to the world. Brother John Hall said something years ago, and it just made me chuckle, but it made sense. In Proverbs 7 and verse number 10, it talked about the attire of a harlot. Well, how do you know it was the attire of a harlot? Because she was a harlot, and look at the clothes she was wearing. I thought that was a great point. Question. If you see me running around and I have on a police uniform, you would assume that I'm a policeman. Well, if I have the attire of a harlot, you should assume that I'm a harlot. Brethren, I'll be totally honest with you. As I was sitting there, I was shaking because I had to speak on this. Because, truth be told, in most cases, in certain congregations, we're worldly. So I was invited to a camp 4 weeks ago. And Brother Mike, hey, we heard that you was a preacher. We want you to come speak to the kids. It was Cisco camp. All right, yeah, I'll come out there. I get out there, got there about 4 o'clock, and I was dumbfounded what I was looking at. I'm not lying, brethren, when I say that the girls there had on spandex. Short shorts. The shorts inside of their buttocks. Church camp. And I'm saying, what did I just walk into? Now, y'all are giggling, but that my heart started pumping because I knew I can't let this ride. And they said, Brother Mike, you gonna come back next year? Yeah, but I'm gonna have to suggest in love, y'all gonna have to change the dress code if Brother Bond is coming. Why? I'm a 52-year-old man. I shouldn't be seeing that. Can you imagine someone 15, 16, 17, 18 looking at that? Hormones going crazy when they can't even concentrate on the Devo at night because what they just got through seeing. I'm telling you, brethren, I was dumbfounded driving home. I'm like, what just happened? Where is the Church of Christ? What's going on here? It's serious. And then we wonder why pornography is off the roof. Then we wonder why rape is going crazy. Then we wonder why brethren, even in church, are struggling with these things. Brethren, we can't, 1 Thessalonians 4, 1-7, defraud one another. We got to clothe ourselves. So the Bible teaches us in Isaiah 20 and verse number 4, as I close, and we'll talk about application in the devotional. It is shameful to wear clothing of such. And some women and men wear clothing where even the bottom of their rear shows. The Bible teaches us in Isaiah 20 and verse number 4 This is called nakedness and shameful. Brethren, mothers, fathers, do we believe God? Is God holy? Should I be holy? When they see me, when people see us, do they say, that's a Christian? So does it matter what I wear? Or do I have the attitude, you can't tell me what to wear? Brethren, that's a bad attitude. Even when a brother or a sister say, well, I'm not going to give that up. I don't care what you say. Well, hold on. God is holy. And we have to ask ourselves, how much do we love God? We'll talk more in the devotional.